love and prayers. Stop casting your net wide before you have truly learned to hold yourself within your own weave. Hold your heart so tenderly that all who pass by your sphere of energy will want to do the same. Release your need for power outside of yourself and seek only to know exactly what makes you tick and talk, but not like a clock that simply passes time, like a metronome that counts the cycles of what it means to live in rhythm with the simplicity of your humanity. Pull back the reins on that horse you have galloped upon, looking for love that comes from somewhere externally. You, dear heart, dear soul, dear sister, dear human being, belong to yourself and hold the capacity to love yourself so deeply that it becomes first nature to know what truly makes you feel good in each moment you exist on this earth. Release your need for freedom from outside of yourself and come to know the liberated being that came into this world, hell-bent and heaven-sent, to drop beauty and divinity into the grand mix of existence. This is not to say we do not still work towards freedom in the outside world, but simply that we turn our mission inwards first and foremost, so that what we seek externally is primarily known internally. We cannot change the outer atmosphere if we do not first change the inner workings of our body, minds, and soul. Let go of the desperation, the urgency, the need to control. We cannot use the same tools of the oppressor to free ourselves from the cavities of oppression. We are collectively birthing a new world into being, a new earth into seeing, a visionary shifting of realities, a bridging of dualities, a merging of common ground, a resonant sound of harmony as the humming and strumming of heart strings and spirit songs bring the new and the sacred ancient into focus. We can practice this new ways of being in every moment of every day. Each relation is an opportunity for elevation of the human evolution. This is the revolution. One sacred relation at a time. One open heart at a time. One unobstructed mind at a time. One awakened soul at a time. This is our time. This is the time. This time it will change. It will. We have the collective will combined with the collective spirit of transformation. Prayers and ritual hold us in the most trying of times, and now is a time to try holding prayers and ritual as a daily practice of being human, as a daily practice of human being. Love and prayers from the inside out. Love and prayers from the inside in. Love and prayers from the outside in. Love and prayers. Love, prayers. I love me. I love you. I love. Love and prayers.